go ahead and call this meeting to order. The date is September 24th, 2018. The time is 10:06 a.m. We're on day 18. First item on the agenda is prayer. I've asked the clerk, Shanna Walker, to say the morning prayer.
Father, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for all the blessings that you've given us, Lord. Father, I pray that you would just guide our steps as we go through this day. Help us to keep your will and your perfect intentions for our lives in focus. Help us to seek your desires in each and every decision that we make. Father, I pray that you would give guidance and that your Holy Spirit would be in control of each and every meeting that we have today. And I ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Next is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Goodfellas.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
That's you.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from Friday. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to approve the legislative journal for September 21.
Motion to approve the journal by Congresswoman Goodfox. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Congressman Bighorse. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the journal say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Oh, back up. Congresswoman Pratt.
Never mind. I made the motion to adjourn, but whatever. It's okay. And I was going to say something about the time, but it's correct. Like I said,
we can correct that if you would like. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, the journal is approved. Next is reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to be reported? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief, the Appropriations Committee met September 21st. We had discussion on the FY19 budgetary process and reviewed where we were on our numbers. So the committee has authorized me to report to you, the body, and the authorization was by 6 votes: Whitehorn, Potts, Stabler, Bighorse, Goodfox, Edwards in the affirmative. The recommendation is The Appropriations Committee reports to the body the following. As of September 21st at 2:17 p.m., if all the introduced bills are enacted, the general fund of the Treasury will have an estimated net of $173,895. The Economic Development Fund currently has requests, which if passed as currently written, will result in a net negative balance of $880,000. If ONCA 1832 is signed into law, the retained revenue fund will have an estimated net balance of $428,436. I have the appropriated revenue report that I will expedite being sent to all of you by email. I usually like to have it on the table, but I don't think it is right now. So be looking for that in your email. The numbers that I just stated will be on that report. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I see no other select committee reports, so we're going to move to reports of standing committees. Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and colleagues. The Health and Social Services report is being referenced at this time. We reference bill number ONCA 1848, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $74,083,012 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Our committee met on the following dates: September 4, September 6, September 7, September 11, September 13, September 14, September 20, and September 21. The committee reports out a due pass. Voting yes for Mason, Staber, Good Fox, Lemon, Tillman, and Walker. And colleagues, the summary of the purpose of this report is an Osage Nation Congressional Act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch. We have, and I will reflect for the record, the following sections assigned to us by appropriation have been reviewed by the Health and Social Services Committee. Section 18, Section 35, Section 36, Section 37, Section 39, Section 38, Section 34, Section 64, Section 106, Section 51, Section 116, Section 121, Section 123, Section 122, Section 71, Section 72, Section 70, Section 69, Section 55, Section 95, Section 97, Section 96, Section 98, Section 94, Section 23, Section 91, Section 12, Section 33, Section 124, Section 84, Section 85, Section 86, Section 125, Section 118, Section 81, Section 82. And a motion was made and to reflect that Speaker Walker made a motion to have the minutes reflect. The committee reviewed and accepted the prevention SPF PFS budget, and the program budget needs to be amended into ONCA 1848 by the Appropriations Committee. The motion was seconded and passed with four yeas and zero nays. Continuing review on Section 7, Section 8, Section 47, Section 46, Section 77, and Section 16. Want to publicly state to the members of the Health and Social Services Committee, thank you very much for your due diligence on this quantity of budgets that were assigned to our committee. We have accomplished that, and that concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman Mason. Thank you for your leadership of that committee. Still on standing committees. Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. The Government Operations Committee met on ONCA 1845, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $2,289,343 to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is due pass with amendments. Sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. Voting yes were Edwards, Big Horse, Potts, Maker, Pratt, and Whitehorn. The committee also met on ONCA 1860, an act to authorize and appropriate $180,000 to the Osage Nation Foundation to be administered and distributed as general grants and matching grants for arts, culture, and history, and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is due pass with amendments, with yes votes from Edwards, Big Horse, Potts, Maker, and Whitehorn, one absent, Pratt.
Thank you. All right, seeing no more standing committee reports, we'll move on to introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills and resolutions to be read in? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, I'd like to introduce an act to provide an appropriation to Osage LLC as capital contribution in the amount of $150,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Okay, could you repeat the bill number?
I don't have a number yet.
Oh. Congresswoman Edwards.
Reading in an act to amend and restate the law on the Office of Fiscal and Performance Review, 150NC, Section 1-201, et cet., and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay, thank you. Any other bills or resolutions to be read in or introduced? Okay. We are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Morning again. Reading in ONCA 1817, an act to amend the Osage Nation Housing Code to accommodate the Native American Direct Home Loan Program through the Department of Veterans Affairs, to declare an emergency and establish an alternate effective date. I'm assigning ONCA 1817 to the Health and Social Services Committee. Mm-hmm. Correction, that is ONCA 1871, not 17. We are now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. First bill is ONCA 1865, an act to amend the definition of a child in the juvenile code and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. He has asked me if I would refer this back to committee. So without objection, ONCA 1865 is referred back to committee. That is the Government Operations Committee. Wasn't it in GovOps? Pardon me, I stand corrected. Health and Social Services Committee.
It's going back.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to ONCA 1869, an act to amend ONCA 1285, the Osage Nation Permanent Fund Act, to allow the interest and dividends to remain in the fund, to change direct services to direct assistance, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Okay, seeing none. ONCA 1869 will be on tomorrow's agenda on third reading after engrossment. Next is ONCR 1821, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2019. Sponsor is Congresswoman Pratt. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Okay, seeing none, ONCR 1821 will be on tomorrow's agenda on third reading after engrossment. Congresswoman Pratt.
We do not have an IFS, so I was going to move. I was going to make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 1869 and ONCR 1821 on third reading on today's agenda.
You were going to, or you are going to?
I am.
Or you
now.
Just did?
I am.
Second, yes.
Okay. Motion to suspend the rules and
modify the agenda.
Modify the agenda and
ONCR 1869.
ONCR 1821 on today's agenda following engrossment.
Okay, it was seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. Is there any discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
Only to say that based on the agenda, I made a doctor's appointment for 11 o'clock today because I have a bad earache. So if we can be done by 11, I'm fine.
It's 10:22. Congresswoman Pratcher, the chair of Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment.
Well, there are no amendments, so if the clerk and legal counsel can be available and it wouldn't take that much time, then I think we can finish by 11.
Any more discussion? We have a motion on the floor with a second.
Actually, there's no discussion anyway.
That's right, there is no discussion. This is a rule suspension. All of those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, we're in recess.
Who's your name, Dr. Shaw? Call Dr. Shaw.
I'm watching the short hair.
At 11?